Worship Outside the Box, a weekly blog of creative ideas for leading worship. Bringing handwritten documents alive. In 1977, my grandfather, Reverend Robert Fordyce, handwrote, in fountain pen, in cursive writing, his 270-page autobiography. I've had a photocopied set of these handwritten pages for over 30 years, with the intention of typing them up and creating a book for the extended family to enjoy. Over time, I've tried typing direct to computer or dictating into Word, which has a speech-to-text function. But it's a daunting task, and I lost motivation. Recently, I decided to see if ChatGPT could read scans of these handwritten pages and output the text for me. With a bit of fine-tuning the process, it can, with pretty good accuracy, saving me a lot of work. And the book project is moving forward again. Which leads me to wonder if churches and worship leaders could make use of this technique. Introduction. Is your church sitting on boxes or files of handwritten material that could enrich worship tomorrow, but no one is using it? Old prayers, sermon notes, mission letters, testimonies, parish journals, reflections scribbled on scraps of paper by ministers, lay preachers, youth leaders, and church members who are long gone. Their words still exist, but in practice they're silent, because they're buried in handwriting. And handwriting, for most modern church work, is almost as good as invisible. Some of those old handwritten pages may hold exactly the human voice your next service needs. Not polished, not trendy, not imported from a worship website on the other side of the world. Local, fragile, real, marked by the faith and struggle of people who actually belonged to your place and your faith community. The past may be more useful than you think. We're often told that worship leaders need to keep coming up with fresh material. New ideas, new words, new angles, and yes, creativity matters. I've built plenty of work around that conviction. But sometimes the most creative thing you can do is recover something that already exists and let it speak again. Imagine uncovering a handwritten prayer from a former minister written during a time of grief, war, drought, unemployment, or social upheaval. Imagine finding a mission letter that reveals what your church cared about, feared, misunderstood, or hoped for 50 years ago. Imagine discovering a lay preacher's sermon notes with one blazing sentence that still carries weight. Imagine reading part of an old testimony aloud in worship and hearing the room fall still. That's not nostalgia, it's connection. Of course, older material isn't always ready to use as it stands. Some language will be dated. Some theology may need reworking. Some phrases may feel narrow, colonial, overcertain, or simply too long-winded. Fine, edit it, frame it, adapt it honestly, but don't dismiss it just because it comes in old ink. Our forebears were not always right, but they were alive to God in their own time, and their handwritten words may still carry sparks. OCR can help bring these voices back. This is where OCR becomes more than a technical trick. OCR, or optical character recognition, can turn handwritten pages into editable text. In plain language, it means you can photograph or scan an old page, upload it into ChatGPT, and ask for a transcription. Suddenly, that fading prayer in a notebook is no longer locked away. It can be read, searched, edited, quoted, adapted, projected, or printed. That opens up some possibilities for worship. You might read part of an old prayer during an anniversary service. Quote a mission letter in a sermon about justice or cross-cultural encounter. Adapt a handwritten testimony for use in intercessions. include a recovered paragraph and a remembrance service. Build a whole service around voices from your church's past. That's creative worship with roots. And yes, it can save time too. There's another down-to-earth use for OCR, your own handwriting. Many of us still work with pen and paper. We scribble prayers in notebooks, draft sermon thoughts in the margins, sketch children's talk ideas on the back of agendas, write liturgy in a rush before choir practice or a planning meeting. There's nothing wrong with that. Handwriting can be immediate, flexible, and alive. But later, it becomes a nuisance. You want to put your prayer into a printed order of service. You want your sermon notes in a cleaner form. You want to turn your rough outline into PowerPoint slides or a newsletter reflection. You're then stuck retyping your own scribble when your time could be better spent improving the material itself. OCR can help here too. A photographed page of handwritten notes can become editable text in minutes. Then you can shape it into something usable. A rough prayer becomes a polished prayer. Scattered sermon fragments become a sermon outline. Notes for a dramatized reading become a script other people can follow. Not flashy, but seriously useful. A simple way to do it with ChatGPT. The process is straightforward. 1. Find the handwritten material. This could be an old church prayer, a sermon page, a mission letter, a testimony, a parish journal entry, or your own rough notes. 2. Scan it or photograph it clearly. A flatbed scan is ideal, but a good phone photo in even light often works well enough. 3. Upload it into ChatGPT. Add the image directly into the chat. 4. Give a clear instruction. For example, please transcribe this handwritten page as accurately as possible. Please transcribe this old prayer and preserve the original wording. Please turn these handwritten sermon notes into editable text. 5. Check the result carefully. Always compare the transcription with the original. Handwriting can be messy, faded, or eccentric. Good OCR is helpful, but it's not infallible and you will need to do some editing of the output. 6. Adapt it for worship. Once transcribed, you can quote it, shorten it, modernize it, respond to it, or weave it into a service in your own voice. Go and look in the boxes. Here's my challenge. Go looking in the drawers, filing cabinets, archive boxes, and shelves. Ask church members whether they hold old letters, notebooks, sermon pages, prayer diaries, or testimonies connected with the life of the church. And while you're at it, rescue your own handwritten notes from the pile as well. Some of what your next service needs may not have to be invented entirely from scratch. It may already exist in faded ink, waiting for someone to take it seriously. In worship, we often speak with respect of the faithful people who've gone before us in our church. One small way to honour them could be to let some of their words live again. Not as museum pieces, not as relics, but as working liturgy. That would be worship outside the box in the best possible sense. Nā mihi.